Good. So we're holding here in the Gemaras of the it's not so good to be about Gaiva, I guess. That's basically the point over here. So okay. Just make sure I guess so. Okay, good. Yeah, so the Gemara says over here, Amar Bechash of Shein Choy, Kolon Shesh Bechash Ruach Kever Vez Kechobim, Ksiv Hocha Tavas Hashem Kol Gvalev, Ksiv Hosan Lesar Vatevel Beisecha, Rebechna Diyama Kilo Kofa Beika, Shenemar Verom Lavoch Shachatzer Makecha, Rebchon Rechino Ma Kilo Baal Kol Arayis Kulo, we spoke about that, Ulo Ma Kilo Bona Boma, Tam Chilucham In Adam Shnishas Ashasham Vapoy, Kibame Nechshavu Al Tikri Boma Lebameh. Okay, so those are all the different terrible things about Gaiva. And the morale says over here, we spoke about it a bit, but let's just refresh ourselves. The morale says, Kilova Varezara, it says that he's because he's Yotzi Mitachas Rishus Ha'ila, the Kaifa Be'iker is if he's yotzim tachas ha'ila as if there is no ila whatsoever, and kilu kobal arayis. I don't think we saw that piece yet. If I'm correct, that's where we're holding pretty much.
Yeah, that's where we are.
Okay, so the maral says ilu ba al kol arayis yesh lechol adas davazeh ki agas ruach yesh nefesh unoit al chomri mesuva meguna kmo yishama akos of tazim kol kval leiv. So basically what he says is that he's taken things that are ruchnius, turned into something physical, and anytime you have that process where you take things that are ruchnius and make physical things out of it, at the end of the day this is still all arayis. And the question is, what does the word to'eva mean over here? Whether it means arayas to'eva, or it means more kfira and so on. I want to add a few more points to this. First of all, the Maral says, in many places, he speaks about the tachlis of the world as having three tachlisim. One tachlis is a tachlis of that a person be mashlim between himself and a Kaddish Baruch Hu. In other words, the tachlis in this world is a chibur of all of the different elements of the world. So the chibur itself works in three different ways. One is mitzad, the different parts of himself, sort of a pnimis tikashleimus. Two, to be mechaber the chelke habriya together, and three, to be mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the bria. Those are sort of the three levels of chibur. So when it says that he's kilo oiver avodah zara, what he does is he is destroying the chibur between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact, or either that, or the one that's Kaifi Beika, both of them. The point is, the person sees no need. The person doesn't see a need to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a very strong sense of self, and b'meila, he creates a chisaron in the Iker. He's kilo kafa be'Iker. There is nothing over there that he needs to in any way reach out to and become part of. He's perfect as he is himself. The arayas aspect is that the person is the person doesn't see a need to be mechaba de chalki abriya. The Maral explains the difference between the vast majority of arayas are incestuous relationships. A healthy marriage is where the person reaches outwards and is mechaber the different chelkei abriya outwards. I need Ruvain, I need Shimon, I need Levi, I need the different chelkei abriya, so I'm reaching out further. if I am perfect myself, and for me to acknowledge someone else's presence, or worse, acknowledge somebody else's, the need for somebody else, is in effect, it's sort of, what's the right word for it? The person is saying, any cash or anything else is diluting my wonderful self, rather than complimenting and adding something that's needed. So in that case, that becomes a rias. The haughtiness, in a sense, doesn't allow me to make chiburim across the bria and making a statement that I need that chibur. That's where I go wrong when I am into a rias.
It's a quick question.
Sure.
Said something in the Gemara that a very good chibur is with bas achoisoi.
Yes.
It seems a close to, huh?
Correct. So let's talk about that also. That's a very good point. I know in Rebbe's families they're very makpid on it. We actually kind of recoil at it genetically. But let's understand, let's take an example, the right balance with a wife. The Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, for instance, says that a person should marry only a woman from your own country. When I take, imagine I want to create an organization or a business. So let's take the two extremes. Let's say I want to make an organization, and we make a board of Zayin Tuvi Ha'ir, seven people who have almost nothing in common, extremely, extremely different. It's very, very difficult. It doesn't make a good chibur. So we'll have seven people running a school. One person says, I want this school to be a non-denominational school. One says, I want this to be a Chassidish HaHaimish HaChayda. One person says, I want this to be a Briska style place. There's zero. I mean, that's going no place and nothing. On the other hand, imagine I have a board of five or seven yes men. I say something, everybody says yes. The famous joke is somebody says, in my house, I always have the last word. Yes, darling, whatever you say. So everybody's saying yes, 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 yes. Then there's no, it's obviously is not productive. Then all the problems you have of having something wrong by one person is going to be magnified. What you want is a strong common denominator with different perspectives along that same common denominator. So everybody wants a certain school that has, let's say a balance of secular studies and Limudei Kodesh, except one person says we need to emphasize this, one person needs to emphasize this. In that balance, when you have a cross between a common denominator that is very central and diversity and opposition, then you have what makes for a good for a good mating. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, let's go back to the very Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Chava. Had they been of two minim, when Adam tried to be mezavik himself with someone outside of his min, it nothing went. It was sterile. So when a person tries to form a bond when a Yisrael tries to form a bond with a goy, in terms of let's call it ideologically, shita wise, we really, really end up with nothing productive. On the other hand, if it becomes incestuous, and basically I'm just talking to myself, there might be seven other faces there, but they're all me, or they're beholden to me, whatever it is, then there's nothing productive. In the same way that a man marrying a man produces nothing but headlines, but nothing else, because it's too much of the same. So arayas is, it doesn't allow for mating outside the min. It doesn't allow for you to take someone like a kohen, to take someone that's right for kohen, or Yisrael to take a shifcha or an akum. On the other hand, it doesn't allow for mating with a man or mating with the same with somebody in my family, my sister. Since mating is meant to be productive, a woman is Eiza Kinegdoi. She's Eiza mitzad the fact that she is human. She is Kinegdoi mitzad the fact that it's an Ish and an Isha. So the optimum is sort of a balance. So a person who is a Balgaiva, a person, and this is where we're coming from, a person who's Misgoe, is doesn't see the need for recourse to someone else. So he's falling back to the problem of Arayas of an incestuous type of mating. He is Kol Kuloi Shakun himself and not with the other person. That's the pshat over here. I want to add another vart. This is from the Arvei Nachal, which is one of the classic Siddush Sfarim, but he says a point others say as well, but he says it very, very beautifully. It brings out extremely well. Imagine I have a bright light, and I have a small flashlight, and I bring it closer to the bright light. If it is of the same kind, then the flashlight light will become invisible at some point. It's going to lose its own identity and become lost in the great light. If it's of a different color, so let's say I have a white light and my little flashlight is red or blue or whatever it is, it will come out sharper as I bring it closer to the big light because it's different and distinct. So he says the marshal, he says, a person who is Osek B'Torah and his neshama is, it's his neshama that's being Osek B'Torah, in other words, for the right reason, then as the more he's Osek B'Torah, the closer he comes to the big light, the more bottle his own mitzias comes, and the less of his mitzias that I perceive. That's the nature of that is batlas. So if a person is learning mitzad as neshama, and the person is that's where it's coming from. If his Talmud Torah is coming from neshama, then the more of the big light that he brings in, the less and less self will be nicker. That's the nature of a big light and a small light. If the light that it's coming from is Sitra Achra, if the light that it's coming from is something other than that, then the more it comes in contrast with the big light, the more it will be seen as different. When a person is Misgoeh, the person is actually basically showing that the light where it's emanating from is actually a different light than the big light. This, by the way, was a topic, a sore point between Hasidim and Misnagdim. The Hasidim said that a person who is learning can sometimes bring out the worst gaiva in a person, and any type of gaiva that's emanating from a person while he's learning, it demonstrates that his learning is not coming from Kedusha, it's coming from Tuma, etc., etc., etc. The non-Hasidim took this very, very, they were not very happy about this point. They felt that it's a talk down to all of them, and Adrabi Mitarech Shadash Mabal Ishma, and we should always encourage learning, even if it's coming a little bit with some sort of midas, but at the end of the day, the Kedusha is going to be Marsha Mechsel Mutav. This was the type of stuff that they kept fighting about all the time. This was typical stuff they were fighting about. But Tachlis, the point is a correct point. A person, if he's learning Torah and it's coming from a good place of a cognizance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Neichal Aretz, his mitzias should have become bottle. That's the point over here. One more point over here. It says Kilo Bana Bama. Yes.
What's the teret? They got a very strong taina, the Hasidim. What's the teret exactly?
So the teret is a practical teret. You know, when you try to, let's take a look at what happens in the other direction. Let's give an example, a practical example, very, very practical example. A kid comes back from yeshiva. He said a very kashi, got a good teretz. They got very complimented, and he feels good about himself. Okay. The next morning, he has a decision to go to yeshiva, not go to yeshiva. He says, you know, it makes me become like a balgaiva. I think I'll opt out. I won't learn. In the big picture, learning is the most difficult thing to do. It takes the most kochos hanefesh, and the person really, as he begins to sacrifice of his self, whether it's in terms of putting in the hours, the mental effort, the monetary losses, etc., then it will work out. The person will faket. You know, when you use an excuse and say, well, the only thing that doesn't make me balgaiv is sitting and eating kigel and sipping vodka and telling over zibur chasidim, you have a feeling that maybe atzlos is a dominant trait in that one. So and maybe it's sort of, and no person is perfect. When you roll your eyes and you're dveika, you could also be fostering all sorts of, as the Chazon Ish once told one of a very prominent Navardika, you know, the Navardika told him, this Navardika was very sharp and had some of the similar tinnitus. He says, you know, in that Rambam that you're sitting and learning, the Tzahara is snuggled up and you know, and ready there to entice you. Chazon Ish told him, and in your Mesil Sesharim that you have there, he's also snuggled up. In other words, there is no sure formula. The one thing about learning really well is that it's hard, demanding, and there's a lot of sweat, effort, and so on. If anything can make a person more ruchni, this is something it. So it's a trade-off. There's no perfect, and since it was felt Talmud Torah is the best vehicle to bring a person to it, and it's most demanding, then shirking that is very suspect. Like the Chazon Ish has also understood, Chazon Ish was extremely humble. Chazon Ish understood that there were people who were full of themselves. Chazon Ish didn't like those people. But the Chazon Ish felt the right thing is to push the person to learn with all his effort and strength, and to direct him and to compliment it with some sort of musr, with telling the person that you need to change, that you're being very misguided and so on. But not to take away the Talmud Torah part, not to knock Talmud Torah, but to add something to it. I think that was his point.
Rebbe, what was the nafkamina between the Snagdim and the Hasidim? Surely the Hasidim agree that you have to learn? I mean,
the question was, what music to tell a kid in? If a kid hears, you know, better not to learn than to learn and be a balgaiva, then the first half of the sentence they pick up very well, Tfois Loshen Rishon. The second half of the sentence they sort of are not so keen on. About.
So it's a focus issue.
The focus. At the end of the day, I think what a perfect person is, everybody is moda. If you look at Nefesh Chaim and Netanya, they never argue really on the Iker. They're always going to argue. I think what they argue is what's the derech, what's the gateway, and you know, and so on. What to emphasize. I can't imagine there was any core real machlokas. The one more thing is the kilubana bama. So I'd like to add a point about that as well. There are two points about bama. One is a bama was a tall place that people used for, you know, kind of karbanis. So it's sort of a very, very simple mashal about people, you know, using their gaiva as a platform, so to speak, for, you know, for avodas Hashem. So that bama is kind of a very, very simple example. The Maral says, kil lebana bama, dovez a mevuah shrei perish atzmen haklal begasas ruach, kil lo odam meyuchud yoysuch hashem me'ache, uba mashem mechash basma yoysu min stam bne odam, shem haklal, have ein otoycha klal, ve rak nechsha bifnei atzmoi. So he says over here that anyone who is not, you know, there's another part to bama. The normal Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash required that a person be part of a klal and being Oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Beis HaMikdash had two very, very important elements in dealing with this. First of all, it was all focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it was sort of like, you know, when you have a magnifying glass and it focuses on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's one element that's very important. The second one is that it required everyone to act together. We all gave money for Karbanis Tzibur and we brought a Karban Tzibur. So it also de-emphasized the role of individual, and it was a sort of humility. The Masha Ein Kein if you build a bama, then besides the fact that there's a whiff of Avodah Zarah in it, in the sense that, you know, everyone's got their own bum under their own tree and everybody does their own thing, so we have a lot of gods, everyone's got his own god in his backyard, there's a second element over here that each person is an individual. We don't have the sense of collective that we have there, and b'meila it's a type of bad thing. So I guess the nekuda here is both elements. Say you have the nekuda of a whiff of Avodah Zarah, so to speak, and say you have the issue of a person being alone and you know being minutik and so on. Okay, I think we'll have to stop here. A quick question or something. Okay. Beseda. So, good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Okay, Shabbos. Next week. Okay, cult of life.